Hello and welcome to the broadcast. Today we continue in the subject of grace. We're in the book of Galatians. If you can have your Bible ready, you'll get much more out of this study. At the beginning of Galatians chapter 1, verse 3, Paul said, "Grace be to you, and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ." At the end of the little book, he said in Galatians 6 and verse 18, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." We're going to be looking at these verses in between in just a moment, but before that, listen to this message and song day by day. And with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, where to take us from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me
In Galatians chapter 1, verse number 6, Paul writes, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." He said, you're removed to another gospel. He said, you've been called into the grace of Christ, and you've been removed into another gospel. It's interesting that the word grace appears 131 times in the New Testament, and 126 of those times it is in the context of the local church. And Paul had established churches in the Roman province of Galatia, and being a Roman province, they were obviously Gentiles that were getting saved. However, Jewish Christians from Jerusalem came down, and they said, no, you got to follow the law, you got to have the food laws that the Old Testament had, and all of these men need to be circumcised. Well, in our day in which we are living, we are having the same problem, only the other gospel is something a little bit different than Paul's problem. The other gospel that we're talking about today, number one, is the bypassing of the local church and focusing on the so-called universal church, which is not in the scriptures anywhere. And as a result of focusing on this new universal church idea, we have secondly dumped repentance. And much of that has come from the promotion of Christians that are bypassing the local church and also dumping repentance. Now, in 2 Corinthians 7, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation." Luke chapter 13, verse 3, Jesus said, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And knowing that we're slow to catch on, two verses later, he said it again in verse 5, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Is there any part of that that's too difficult for you to understand? It's pretty simple. In Acts chapter 17, verse number 30, it says, "God commandeth all men everywhere to repent." And so, like back in Paul's days, Christians were coming in with another gospel. In our day, we have Christians, and some of them calling themselves fundamental independent Baptist Christians, coming in with another gospel that says you don't have to worry about the local church, and you certainly don't have to worry about repentance, because if you're going to push repentance, you're not going to build a big church. We're not here to build big churches. We're here to give people the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Paul said, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." In verse number 15 of chapter 1, the book of Galatians, Paul said, "But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." In Galatians chapter 2, verse number 9, Paul said, "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision." Heathen here referring to Gentiles, and circumcision referring to the Jews. In Galatians 2:21, Paul said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." And he's again focusing on this problem these infiltrators were bringing in, which was another gospel. Galatians 5, verse number 4 says, "Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace." And of course, they are fallen into another gospel. Galatians 6, 18, he closes by saying, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Now, that's very interesting. When God made us, he made us a three-part being. We are a body, a soul, and a spirit. Our body is what we see, that we just live in there. Nobody has ever seen me. They've only seen my body. I live inside. And then we have that part that is called the soul, which is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And then we have the part that is called the spirit. So we have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. Too often we're doing and making decisions in light of our will and our emotions or in our mind. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. And so the spirit, the Bible says, will guide us into all truth. All truth. We can know the truth about this subject of repentance. We can know the truth about everything. He said the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. But if the Holy Spirit is going to guide us into all truth, the Holy Spirit is going to deal with our spirit in turn, our spirit should dictate to our mind, our will, and our emotions as to how we're going to live in this world and glorify Christ as we do it. And so he says, brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Well, if we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to our spirit, then we're going to get in line with what Jesus said. And Jesus said, I tell you, nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And so it doesn't really take someone with a real degree in Bible knowledge to be able to decide whether you're going to trust Jesus or trust somebody who says something different than Jesus. Personally, I don't have a problem with that. Jesus said, I tell you nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Trust him.
Simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way. Even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting in whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth his Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine.
While he leads, I cannot fall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
Day.